And so, ladies and gentlemen, we now welcome the very special person, and we call him the greatest fan of Rizal, who's going to deliver the keynote speech for today. Sir Lucien Spetel of Belgium's El Filibusterismo chapter is a successful researcher of the life of José Rizal. He has performed extensive work on Rizal's life and possesses almost all Rizalian books. He visited almost all the places Rizal had been to, made the same train and boat trips that Rizal did in Europe. He climbed all church towers that Rizal climbed, and he was able to collect over 1,000 old pictures of the places and buildings that Rizal described in his reminiscences from the hundreds of archives of his works. Most notably, Sir Lucien was able to collect all the old pictures of the sketches of Rizal that he made in his diary during his Rhine trip. Ladies and gentlemen, let us warmly welcome Sir Lucien Spetel.
Good morning to everybody. Madeline, can you get my papers, please? My papers. I would like to thank for this nice introduction, but please allow me to start immediately with my presentation, as I have to show you so many things within the next half an hour. Can we go to slide number one, please? Okay. Dr. José Rizal. Next slide, please. Rizal left the Philippines the 3rd of May, 1882, and he arrived in Europe the 11th of June, 1882. Most of the people are thinking that Rizal arrived in Marseille, which is not true. Rizal arrived in Italy, in Naples, the 11th of June, and only 2 days later, he arrived in Marseille. As we know, from Marseille, he went to Barcelona, he went to Madrid, where he continued his studies. Next slide, please. 1883, Rizal's first vacation in Europe, he went to Paris. He wrote some letters to his parents. Yes, next, please. This is one of the letters Rizal wrote to his parents. To his parents from Paris. And he mentioned a famous dwarf, not deformed nor hunchbacked. I have been so lucky to be able to find that famous dwarf Rizal described here. Yes? Next slide. This is a dwarf Rizal has seen and described in his letter to his parents, dated 1883. Next, please. The same letter, he wrote something about a table which has been made of human parts. And Rizal wrote, he thinks it was made for Napoleon III. Well, he was right. It was made by an Italian doctor and given as a present to Napoleon III. Next, please. This is the table Rizal has described in his letter. A table, you can see the human parts, you can see an ear, you see parts of the lungs, you see a foot. I cannot tell you if Napoleon ever sat on this table and had some food. I'm not sure. Okay. Next slide, please. My favorite. I'm coming from Belgium. Another favorite subject of Rizal is Rizal's girlfriends. And of course, in Belgium, he had a girlfriend. Yes? The girlfriend is called Suzanne Jacobi. This is a picture of Suzanne Jacobi. But there's a problem with this lady. Next slide, please. When Rizal was in Belgium, he arrived the 28th of January 1890, and he received a letter from his brother with the question to go to Madrid to do something for the Calamba Hacienda case. So Rizal went to Madrid, and he left his girlfriend behind in Brussels. She wrote him a couple of letters from Belgium to Madrid. The letters were written in the French language. This is the original text of one of the letters Suzanne wrote, and she always signed with Petite Suzanne. Now, Petite is French for small, the youngest one. Important for the next slides. So Petite, no, go back please. So Petite Suzanne is the smallest, the youngest one. And I don't know what she wrote there in PS, because this is Donc petit mauvais sujet, dépêchez-vous à revenir, which is French, translated in English, it means hurry up, little naughty boy, to come back. Okay, so Petite Suzanne, important. Okay, next. This is another letter. This is the English translation. The letter is not important. But if his girlfriend was Suzanne Jacobi, this letter has been signed by Suzanne T. Where is the letter T coming from? Or did Rizal had another girlfriend in Belgium, which we do not know. So I started my research in the archives and the town papers in Brussels. Yes. Next slide, please. This is the book, the old book in which you can find Rizal's name in Brussels. He lived in Rue Philippe de Champagne, number 38. No problem, this is known from his letters he wrote. He wrote his letters from Rue Philippe de Champagne, 38. Next one. This is again Rue Philippe de Champagne, number 38. There were three ladies living in this house. We have here Suzanne Jacobi. She had a sister, Catherine. And there is, all of a sudden, a Suzanne Till. Those were two sisters. They came from the Grand Duchy of Luxembourg, from the town of Asselborn. This is the niece of the two sisters. She was the daughter of another sister in the Grand Duchy of Luxembourg. I have done quite some research in Luxembourg, but I was not able to find a family member who could remember Suzanne Till. Next, please. So here again, it said Sarah, which is a sister, and here it says Denise, which is Suzanne Till. I wrote a couple of letters to the city of Brussels and asked for some more information. I received a very nice paper, which is quite interesting. Please, yes, next. Next slide, please. Official paper from the town of Brussels, dated 1995. That was the time when I did my research on Rizal in Brussels. You can see here again Suzanne Jacobi, the sister Jacobi Catherine, Suzanne Till. What is interesting in this information, we go to the ages of those three ladies. Suzanne Jacobi, 45, so she was 45 years old in 1890. Catherine, 34, so she was 55 in 1890. Now we go to that famous Suzanne Till. Suzanne Till was born in the year of the Cavite Mutiny, 1872. So she was 18 years old when Rizal was there. Remember, Rizal was born in 1861. We are 1890, Rizal was 29. So now a question to all males here. If you were in Rizal's place in the house with three ladies, one of 55, one of 45, and one of 18, Sorry for the ladies, but okay. Okay, next slide, please. So, all biographers are wrong by writing that Rizal's girlfriend is Suzanne Jacobi. As I have shown you, the only person Rizal fell in love with was Suzanne T. The letter is Suzanne T, which is Suzanne Till. I have tried to find out if this is the picture of Suzanne Jacobi or of Suzanne Till. I'm pretty sure this is the picture of Suzanne Till, a nice, young-looking lady. Next. This is a sketch Rizal made of Suzanne, what they call Suzanne Jacobi, which is, if you compare them, the young lady, Rizal's girlfriend, Suzanne Till. Okay, next one. We go to Germany. Rizal was in Heidelberg, where he was an assistant of Dr. Otto Becker in the eye clinic. He stayed in Heidelberg and after Heidelberg, he left for a trip on the Rhine. He stayed in Heidelberg and attended the 500th anniversary of the university in Heidelberg. Yes, next please. Those are the dates of Rizal's Rhine trip. 5 days, trip by boat, partly by train. I have performed the same trip 6 times, sitting on the table, my papers next to me, so I had Rizal's handwritten diary, a copy. I have found and bought the original travel guide Rizal used, and I have it dated 1886, so it could not be better. And I had next to me the English translation of Rizal's writings. So I was able to compare everything. And sometimes, while I was sitting on the boat, I felt I was going back in the year 1886, where Rizal made the trip. Yes? A lot of people do not know that Rizal made sketches along the strip. He made about 35 sketches. This is a sketch he made in Mainz before he left. This is a sketch of the statue of Schiller. I'm pretty sure you all know that Rizal was very skilled in making sketches. Next slide, please. This is the original statue of Schiller in Mainz. I would like to show you all the sketches, but I don't have time, so I show you a couple of them. Yes, next one. This is the tower of Andernach. Yes, next. This is the actual tower of Andernach. Next slide, please. This is the tomb of General Massot along the Rhine in the neighborhood of Koblenz. This is the actual picture of the tomb of which Rizal made a sketch. Next one, please. This is the Tower of St. Hof, which caused me a lot of problems because the tower does not exist anymore and nobody knew anything about this tower. I have been very lucky to have been talking to the archivist who had a friend who was a collector of postcards. And this is the tower Rizal sketched along the Rhine. Next, please. Rizal used 5 different ships for his Rhine trip. 1 ship survived. So the ships, 1886, 1 ship survived, yes? Next, please. It's called the Hansa. Rizal has been sitting on this ship, 1886. It was a friend of me, a brother knight of Rizal, Sir Lacuna, who informed me that he had found this ship, and I immediately went to Dusseldorf in Germany to have this picture taken in 1898. Next slide, please. When Rizal finished his course of ophthalmology in Heidelberg, he made a Rhine trip, and then proceeded passing Leipzig, Dresden, Berlin. Let's go now to Leipzig. Yes? He met Dr. Hans Meyer. As usual, he was always introduced by a letter by his best friend, Professor Ferdinand Blumentritt. This is an old picture of Dr. Hans Meyer. And from Rizal's writings, we know that Dr. Hans Meyer donated a book to Rizal about the Igorots. You cannot find the book Igorots, which Rizal has received. But I was able to buy an original copy of this book, which is called World Travel, World Trip by Dr. Hans Meyer. In this book you have an annex. The annex is the part which Hans Meyer wrote about the Igorots. And I have been very lucky, I have been able to find the handwritten copy of this booklet. Yes? Next, please. This is the Igorots Dr. Hans Meyer wrote about. It says here, Anhang. Anhang is German for annex. This is the text Hans Meyer wrote 1870s. Next, please. Those are some beautiful sketches he made of the Igorots. So Rizal received a booklet. At that time, possibly it has been a booklet which Hans Meyer donated Rizal. Yes, next please. Now we go to Dresden. Next please. In Dresden, Rizal got in contact with Dr. Abbe Meyer, not a family of Dr. Hans Meyer. Abbe Meyer had a lot of objects from the Philippines. He has been in the Philippines and collected objects for his museum. Next, please. Those are the objects Rizal has sent to Dr. Abbe Meyer. While Rizal being in Dapitan, in exile, he kept writing to his friends, the reformists, the scientists, Blumentritt, the family, and so on. And he sent a lot of flora, fauna, to Dr. Abbe Meyer. In exchange, he was given books and medical instruments. Those cards you can find in the museum, and you can see the picture of the objects Rizal has sent. And it said here, it was sent by Rizal 1896, so the year when he died. Yes, next one. This is another one. Next one. Those are the originals, which are kept in a museum in Dresden. Next one, please. Those are the other objects, a sword Rizal sent, a bowl he sent, a piece of bamboo. This one he did not send because that's my movie camera. Okay. So, next one. This is an original list with animals Rizal has sent to Dresden. Yes? Those who know me, they will understand that I will not stop having just a look at those objects, but find something else about Rizal. Those are the old books in which all the objects has been listed, which Rizal has sent to that museum. I took a couple of pictures of them, and the special ones are those in which you can see the animal, but the name has been changed in Rizali. So there were three animals which has been named after Rizal: a beetle, a flying dragon, and a frog. Yes? Here you have the other one, the frog, which has been renamed in Rizal. Next one. This is the beetle Rizal has sent to Dresden. I don't want to say this is the beetle he sent. This is just a copy of the beetle Rizal has sent. Yes, next one. Okay. Then Rizal proceeded to Berlin. And you all know Berlin very significant for Rizal, where he published his No Limit Angering. Next one, please. One of the friends Rizal met in Berlin is Professor Jager, Fedor Jager. Fedor Jager made a couple of trips in the Philippines, and he published a book trips in the Philippines dated 1873. What is not known, that Rizal dedicated an original Noli Me Tangere to Professor Yago. I have been able to photograph it. Yes? Next, please. This is the Noli Me Tangere dedicated by Rizal to Professor Fedor Yago. Next one. Okay. Now something very special. In 2007, I got hold of an unpublished letter of Rizal. This is the unpublished letter of Rizal. Nobody has seen this letter before. Next one, please. This is a list with 21 objects Rizal has sent to Germany. Camisa, saya, calicut, knives, another camisa, a Baron Tagalog. This is a Sulpakan. What is special is this one here, the Salakov. Between brackets, you can read here, es gehörte mir, which means in English, it's mine. So for those 21 objects Rizal sent in 1888 from London, he sent them from London, a box with a letter, the letter you have seen, this is part of the letter, and a box with those 21 objects. I got hold of this letter 2007, and because of my professional missions I had to do, I was not able to retrieve them. But in 2009, I have found the 21 objects. They are still there. I will show some of them. They have been kept in the museum for more than 120 years, survived two world wars, and you will see they are in a marvelous good condition. Yes, next one. This is the museum. This is a piece of cloth Rizal has sent to that museum. It's a sarong with the famous ikat pattern on it. But those is the personnel from the museum. This is my wife, and this is a friend who joined us in the museum. Next one. This is the calicut. The calicut is a piece of wood in which you put betel nuts, and you can reduce the size of the betel nuts, make small parts of it. Yes, next one. Those are the cards you can find in the museum, which clearly said, ein Geschenk von Herrn Rizal, which means donated by Dr. José Rizal. And the date is there, 1888. Yes, next. This is a knife, which is called the Pang Ani, which was a knife to cut the rice. Next one. This is a camisa. So you see how very good they have been preserved. Yes, next one. This is another card in which it said hemd, camisa, but in fact it is a Baron Tagalog. Yes, next one. This is the Baron Tagalog Rizal has sent there. I presume this is not Rizal's Baron, because only one thing he wrote, it was his salakot, which he mentioned, this is mine, it belonged to me. Yes, next one. This is a belt for Mindanao. Next one. This is a Sulpakan. So the Sulpakan is a lighter which worked under pressure. He has sent a Sulpakan to Professor Blumentritt, which I have not been able to find, but pretty sure it's still in the Czech Republic, where we go to later. He made a sketch of this Sulpakan in the letter I showed you, and he made a sketch of a Sulpakan in the letter Rizal sent to Blumentritt. Yes, next. This is the famous Salakot. So what you see here is the Salakot Rizal wore when he was in Calamba 1887, 1888. So he stayed about 6 months in Calamba after his first trip to Europe. Yes? This is another unpublished letter I have discovered about Rizal. It is a letter he wrote to Professor Schuchart in Austria. And he said that he has been informed by Professor Blumentritt that he's very interested in the Tagalog language and he wants to get in contact with him and help Dr. Schuchart if he has any questions about the Filipino language. Yes? This is another unpublished letter. This was written to Dr. Abbe Meyer, that's why it's in the German language. And he said, I have heard from Professor Blumentritt that you have a lot of objects in your museum. And he wrote this the date when he arrived in Dresden, and immediately he wrote, I want to visit you in your museum. And he did. So the date Rizal arrived in Dresden, he wrote a letter. One day later, he already met with Dr. Abbe Meyer. This letter is not known. Yes, okay, next. This is another a copy of original of Rizal's letters. This letter is known. This letter is published in the publications, correspondence by National Historical Commission of the Philippines. This is the original to be found in Germany. Yes, next one, please. Now we go to Czechske Budějovice. We go to Prague. You know, when Rizal was in Berlin, he was with his friend Maximo Viola, who we call the savior of the Noli, because without Maximo, we would not have had the Noli. He lent him 300 pesos for the publication of the Noli 2,000 copies. When it was finished, Rizal toured with Maximo Viola in Berlin, in the town, and then they make a trip through Europe. The first place they went to visit was Leitmeritz. Leitmeritz was the hometown of Professor Blumentritt. Rizal arrived in Leitmeritz the 13th of May, 1882, and stayed there 4 days. 17th of May, they left for Prague. České Budějovice is another town in the Czech Republic. Rizal has not been there, but part of the letters, postcards, and objects Rizal has sent to Blumentritt are to be found there. What happened? Blumentritt died in 1913. His son wrote a letter to the Philippine government 1 month later with the question, what shall I do with my father's library and the objects? Unfortunately for him, we had the First World War, 1914-1918, and it lasted till 1936, when a contract has been signed between the children of Blumentritt and the National Library, and the National Library obtained all the letters and objects which they inherited from their father, Ferdinand Blumentritt, for the price of 4,000 pesos. But they did not send everything. They kept some relics for themselves. Part of those relics they kept for themselves were the Noli, the Fili, Successos de las Islas Filipinas, some letters, some postcards. Now we have the Second World War. The Second World War, the family Blumentritt lived in České Budějovice, and they were Bohemians. So the Bohemians were German Bohemians. They have been expelled out of the country, and they were only allowed one briefcase. This information I got from the grandson of Professor Ferdinand Blumentritt. His name is Ernst Blumentritt, and we have been very lucky. The 8th of June, before we came over here, we attended his 100th birthday in Germany. Yes, next one. This is the copy, Noli me tangere, which Rizal dedicated to his best friend, Ferdinand Blumentritt. Next one. This is the Fili, with a dedication to Professor Bloemendrits from Ghent, 28 September. The Philip came off the press the 18th of September, so 10 days later, she sent him an original copy. Next one. This is the original Successos de las Islas Filipinas, printed in Paris, 1890, with a dedication to Professor Bloemendrits. Next one. Something very special, not related to Rizal, but to Bloemendrits and the Philippines. Those are five letters you can find in the Rizal Bloemendrits correspondence, dated 91. The five letters mention a gold pen. The people from Pampanga wanted to give a present in honor of Professor Bloemendrits, so they sent him a gold pen. Reading the five letters, in the last letter, the pen arrived in Madrid, and afterwards, there is no mentioning anymore about the pen. So in fact, nobody knew if Bloemendrits ever have received this pen. Okay, now I have a question. Does anybody of the audience can tell me what will be my next slide? Did you already attend one of my lectures? Okay, next slide, please. This is the gold pen made by a Mr. Nakpil in gold with diamonds in a box where you can find the name Bloemendrits. And on the leaves which are around the pen, you can see that the text that it was donated by the people of Pampanga to Professor Bloemendrits. Not that many people have seen this pen, as you can see now. Okay, next one. Noli, Fili, Successos, postcards, a couple of objects, and this one. This is Rizal's last letter. He sent to Professor Bloemendrits. Rizal was from Santiago. He has written. He has written his My Last Farewell. He wrote a couple of letters to his father, to his brother, to his mother, and to his very, very best friend, Bloemendrits. Rizal's first letter he wrote to Professor Bloemendrits was dated the 31st of July 1886 in Heidelberg, and he donated him a book, Arithmetica. This is his last letter, dated 29th December 1896. In between, there are 211 letters, Rizal, Bloemendrits, Bloemendrits, Rizal. The letter you see now is known. No problem. This is the original. You can find in Český Budějovice. What is special on this letter? As usual, they wrote each other in the German language. They called each other brother. The letter goes as follows. My dear brother, when you receive this letter, I shall be dead. Tomorrow at 7 o'clock, I shall be shot, but I am innocent of the crime of rebellion. I will die with a tranquil conscience. Never think ill of me. Goodbye, my dear, my best friend. Fort Santiago, 29 December 1896. Regards to Rosa, Conrado, Federico, and Dolores. Those were the children and the wife of Bloemendrits. And what is written on the side here, I leave a book for you. So together with this letter, there was a book. I have a copy, a Xerox copy of the book. The original I have not been able to locate. What is very special in this book, Rizal underlined sentences and words, which he transmitted to Bloemendrit, which are Rizal's last thoughts. National Library has a copy of this letter. Yes, next one. Now something else, Holland. There have been a lot of discussions, has Rizal been in Holland, yes or no? For me, Rizal has not been in Holland, because there is nothing to be found in Holland which proves that Rizal has been in Holland. Although in his letters he writes that he wants to visit Dr. Kern in Leiden. So I have been in Leiden and asked if anything was to be found about Rizal. There's nothing there. While being there, I asked, do you have something about Bloemendrit? And I have seen, photographed, 27 letters of Bloemendrit, which he sent to Dr. Smelts in Leiden. Next one, please. This is one of the letters in Holland, and I took this letter because in several letters you find the name Rizal. And Bloemendrit writes here, Dr. Rizal is in Tagal. He's highly educated. He speaks and writes Spanish, German, English, and French. He is a very special man, and he could be very good and help us in our course. Professor Bloemendrit. Next one, please. This is another letter dated 1897, so Rizal had been already executed. What is special in this letter is what Professor Bloemendrit wrote. The poor Dr. Rizal did not die as a martyr, but he died as a victim of the revolution. According to Bloemendrit, at that time, 1897, Rizal did not die as a martyr, but as a victim of the revolution. There are other letters of Bloemendrit to Dr. Smelts where he mentioned Rizal, but those are the two most important ones. Yes, next one. This concludes my briefing. Before we end, I would like to acknowledge somebody. I have been everywhere in Europe, drove thousands of kilometers, have been sitting on the train, the same trips Rizal made, have walked hundreds of kilometers in the towns to find the places Rizal has described, and I could not have been able to do this alone. And I would like to thank my wife, because she joined me. She was the person who carried my books, who carried my camera, who carried everything, who went to the museums, spent her holidays, instead of going to, I don't know which nice place, she went with me to the archives to find a church or to find a statue. She walked with me hundreds of kilometers, and sometimes her feet were bleeding. Sometimes at noon, because I was short of time, we didn't have lunch, and I can, you as Filipino, can imagine if you don't have your lunch. Okay, Madeline.
Thank you.
So I do not know if there is time for questions. If there is, we can have some questions and answers. If not, you can always ask questions afterwards. Is there time for questions? So if you have questions, as long as they don't stop us, you can ask questions. I fully agree with you, but I just wanted to show what Bloemendriet wrote to his friend about Rizal and the revolution and his execution. But I'm sure I have the same opinion as everybody. Rizal was a martyr of the revolution and really the national hero. No other questions? Okay, thank you.